Jake suddenly remembered the slim silver rod he'd seen poking itself out of Blaine's brow. The antenna of his father's Mercedes-Benz rose out of its socket like that when you turned on the radio. That's how it's communicating with the computer banks under the city, he thought. If we could break that antenna off somehow. But you do intend to kill yourself, no matter where the real you is, don't you? Eddie persisted. No answer, but there was something cagey in that silence. In it, Eddie sensed Blaine watching and waiting.
Were you awake when we found you? Susanna asked. You weren't, were you?
I was running what the pubes called the God Drums on behalf of the Greys, but that was all. You would say I was dozing.
Then why don't you just take us to the end of the line and go back to sleep?
Because he's a pain, Jake repeated in a low voice. Because there are dreams, Blaine said at exactly the same time, and in a voice that was eerily like little Blaine's.
Why didn't you end it all when Patricia destroyed herself? Eddie asked. For that matter, if your brain and her brain are both part of the same computer, how come you both didn't step out together?
Patricia went mad, Blaine said patiently, speaking as if he himself had not just admitted the same thing was happening to him. In her case, the problem involved equipment malfunction as well as spiritual malaise. Such malfunctions are supposed to be impossible with slow trans technology. But of course the world has moved on, has it not, Roland of Gilead? Yes, Roland said. There is some deep sickness at the Dark Tower, which is the heart of everything. It's spreading. The lands below us are only one more sign of that sickness. I cannot vouch for the truth or falsity of that statement. My monitoring equipment in Endworld, where the Dark Tower stands, has been down for over 800 years. As a result, I cannot readily differentiate fact from superstition. In fact, there seems to be very little difference between the two at the present time. It is very silly that it should be so, not to mention rude, and I am sure it has contributed to my own spiritual malaise. This statement reminded Eddie of something Roland had said not so long ago. What might that have been? He groped for it, but could find nothing, only a vague memory of the gunslinger speaking in an irritated way, which was very unlike his usual manner. Patricia began sobbing constantly, a state I found both rude and unpleasant. I believe she was lonely as well as mad, although the electrical fire which caused the original problem was quickly extinguished. Logic faults continued to spread as circuits overloaded and subbanks failed. I considered allowing the malfunctions to become system-wide and decided to isolate the problem area instead. I had heard rumors, you see, that a gunslinger was once more abroad in the Earth. I could scarcely credit such stories, and yet I now see I was wise to wait.